smugglers are making large amounts of money moving people across the border, often in very dangerous conditions. The British government announcing an ambitious plan to cut greenhouse gas emissions to nearly zero by 2050, making Britain the first G7 nation to set such a target. The interim Minister for Energy and Clean Growth is Chris Skidmore.
We've decided it's really important as a government we show leadership. We're really keen internationally to show leadership as well. We're bidding for a critical United Nations conference next year. We want to ensure that we can achieve this sustainably, which is why we've set the 2050 target today.
And Honda's new so-called Mean Mower V2 has broken a Guinness World Record. That new riding lawnmower can go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 6.29 seconds. That's even faster than my car will do. It'll also hit a top speed of just over 150 miles an hour, and that compares to an average riding mower that zips along at about 5 to 6 miles an hour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Two years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first-ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common-sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th, at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Huntington County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
All right, good morning. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Realtors in Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, call me. Love to help you. My guest today, I'm very excited to introduce to you, Roxanne and Ari, mother and son, Lopatin of the Max Challenge here in Flemington, New Jersey. So welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. You're stirring up a buzz all around everywhere I go. All I hear about is the Max Challenge, right? Everywhere I go. Seriously. So let's just hear from you guys. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Yeah, so I am 24 years old. I'm 25 towards the end of the year. I have a marketing background, and I've always been – I've had a love for fitness. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I was diagnosed when I was 12 years old. And from the time I got diagnosed, there were two ways for me to look at it. It was glass half full, glass half empty. And the way I looked at it was everybody has to exercise. Everybody has to eat right. I just have more of a reminder than everybody else. So it was always something that was important, always in the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. In the later years, you know, as I entered my 20s, late teens, I wasn't taking as good care of myself as I should have been. And it was affecting my weight. It was affecting my overall lifestyle. And just something I wasn't happy about. In January of 2018, I quit my job and I was looking for something else, something that I could find passion and really grab onto and find a love for. And my mom, who has been going to the Max in our hometown, East Brunswick, for going on 5+ years now, she invited me to a class. She said, come, we'll get to hang out, it'll be fun, it'll be a good workout. And I didn't want to go in the worst way at first. I'll be completely and totally honest. I didn't think it was for me. I didn't think I would enjoy it. I thought it was going to be too easy. I play a lot of basketball, so I figured, hey, if I just play as much basketball as I possibly can, as many nights a week as I can, and sweat and sweat and sweat, it will work. I didn't change my eating. I didn't do anything else but that. And the status quo was kept the same, and I would gain weight or just maintain. So after a while, I said, you know what? Let's give it a shot. What's it going to hurt? And I remember it was January. It was cold outside.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cardio class, and when we left, we were walking back to the car, I took my shirt off in the parking lot in the freezing cold, and I wrung the shirt out from all the sweat that I had, because I took it to my Max, pun intended, and
wow,
I fell in love, and the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, so that was like 2 years ago?
It was a little less than 2 years ago, yeah.
Wow, wringing wet.
Say again?
Wringing wet.
Wring the sweat out.
Yeah, after all the basketball and stuff, you were still challenged.
Exactly.
That's really interesting.
It pushes me every single day. You know, the members here in Flemington, the community here in Flemington has been nothing short of spectacular. They welcomed us in with open arms from the...
That's how we do it.
Exactly.
That is how. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about you?
So I, like Ari said, started it like 5 years ago. I was looking just to do something different. I hadn't worked out. I don't think I'd been in a gym since senior year of high school.
Wow. That's a real commitment.
Yeah, I was not into exercise at all.
Mm-hmm.
But my friends were doing it, and they were talking about it, and they were looking incredible.
That's great.
And so we work on 10-week challenges, but you can start anytime you want. So a friend of mine called me and I said, all right, I'm going to go. I literally started on week 10, Friday. It was the last day of the challenge.
Yeah, my God. That was the hardest day for you to start, kind of thing? Is that right?
You know what? It is. Everything has modifications to it. So we cater to all fitness levels. So each exercise has at least two. A lot of them have three modifications. So even though it was the last day of the challenge, I was able to, like, do the modifications, and I kept up with it, and I loved it. So I joined it, and right away I came home and I said to my husband, I want to buy a Max Challenge. Like, it was a franchise, and they were newer at that point. But we were all busy, and he was in college at the time. He's like, no, you know, who's going to run it?
Yeah.
And then fast forward to what he just said when he came with me like a few years later, and he loved it. I said, all right, now we have each other.
Yeah, so that's so great.
Let's look to buy one, and we'll do it together, like mm-hmm. as a mother-son team.
Nice.
And so that's what we did.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
So what made you come out to Hunterdon County, Flemington?
Okay, so we were looking for a resale, and there were three of them at the time available. And growing up, my parents used to bring me to Flemington all the time. We'd come out here like once a month on a Sunday afternoon. And so I have very good memories of this town. And he wasn't familiar with any of them. So he said, Mom, you pick it. Pick whatever one you want out of the three, and I'm happy to go. So for me, it was like a no-brainer because I always loved this town.
Yeah, so do we. And again, you're welcome to be here. Let's talk a little bit about the business, like as far as, like, tell us about a typical day in your life.
I'll take this one. So our day normally starts at 3:30 in the morning. We have classes. Yeah, it's early. We have classes all throughout the day. So they're all group fitness classes. So it's group fitness, but with a personal training kind of feel. Like my mom said, every exercise has levels of intensity. So whether you run marathons and you're looking to spice up your workout, or you have never worked out a day in your life and you're looking for a number on the scale, you're looking for a report from the doctor, you're looking for to look a certain way for the wedding or the vacation coming up, it's for you, and you take it at your level and we'll meet you where you're at. Myself, my mom, the team that we have, it's phenomenal. And the Maxers, the members there also, they're there to push you, to motivate you, to inspire you with their stories and give you a high five at the end to, you know, congratulate you and reward you for all the hard work that you're doing every single day. The classes change every single day. So we have a library, huge extensive library of cardio classes, strength training classes, focusing on upper body, lower body, cardio kickboxing classes. So a member can go, I would say, almost 30 weeks, three 10-week challenges in a row, and not feel that they've had the same workout twice in a row.
Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's keeping it interesting, keeping it unique, keeping your muscles and your mind on their toes. It makes it exciting, it makes it fun, and it makes you excited to see what's coming tomorrow. So you want to come back, and that little accountability, that little motivation, that's what helps people get the results that they get here at the Max Challenge of Flemington.
All right, well, hold on 1 second, because we're going to go to our break, and I want everybody to know who you are again. Right now, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington. Hope you're having a great day. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch with me. Also, to introduce my guest on I Love New Jersey, location, location, location radio here, is Roxanne. Don't you love when I say that? Everybody, we always laugh. I love saying it, and I love when everybody's in the studio and sees it, because it is funny, isn't it? Yeah, thank you. Roxanne and Ari Lopatin, and they are the proprietors of the Max Challenge. And I have to be honest with you. As I make my way around the county, just whatever I'm doing, I don't care if it's at the Moose Club or if it's at the Community Day from the Hunterdon Chamber, everywhere I go, everybody keeps talking about the Max Challenge and how they're members of it, and how excited they are, and the benefits, and actually they are seeing losing weight or more energy, or feeling better. So we're going to go to our quick break right now. Again, thanks for watching in. We'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back here. This is such a fun day, okay, because I'm introducing you to the owners of the Max Challenge here, 148 Route 31, Suite 3 in Flemington, New Jersey. I don't know if you've heard about them, but that's all I hear about all the time walking around. Roseanne and Ari Lopatin are here, and we're learning about this Max Challenge that a lot of my personal friends have actually told me how excited they are about how much they've lost or how strengthful they feel. Their minds are clear. They're just loving it. So thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so go ahead and tell us again. You were telling us about a day in your life. You get up at 3:30. You're over there with all types of different programs going on through the day.
Absolutely. So our first class is at 5 a.m. Our program is 5 days a week, so it's Monday through Friday. And a big question that we get is why no weekends?
Mm-hmm.
Just to start. And the type of training that we do, you know, cardio training, strength training, the type of work that you do on your body is actually so optimal that you need those 2 days in the weekend, not only to spend time with your family and to relax, but also for your body to recover. So it's 5 days a week. That's all we ask. It's 10 weeks. It's a 10-week challenge, and it combines cardio training, strength training, and a little bit of cardio kickboxing on Fridays. We call it frustration-free Fridays.
So
any stress in the week, you put it on a bag, you put your own personal brand on that bag, and you leave and go to the weekend.
Yeah, leave it at the door.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's nice.
Exactly. And like we said before, we talked about, you know, some of the members that we've come into contact with, and that's the main reason why we get up at 3:30 in the morning to come here for our 5 a.m. class. It's the reason why my mom and I push ourselves that little bit extra 1% every single day. It's from the incredible people that we've met here and what they've been able to do with just, you know, their determination and some sweat equity and just that perseverance to always be a little bit better. It's incredible. And we've, you know, you mentioned that you see us all over Facebook. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we wanted to do is, you know, while we're here in Hunterdon County, is promote health and wellness and happiness and all those ideals that come with a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
We started this initiative on Facebook called Hunterdon Health and Happiness, where we went around and we would plank. We'd do the exercise of plank with different business owners.
Nice.
One of our 6 a.m.ers, Nancy Saunders at Saunders Jewelry. She was
go Saunders Jewelry. Yes, we love them.
We absolutely love Nancy. She started her first 10-week challenge in January. She just finished her second one with us. She's inspirational. She comes every single day with a smile. She's brought her daughters to classes.
Aww.
It's a healthy lifestyle now for their family that they're participating in. She's just, when I say she gives it 110% every single day, she gives it 110% every day with a smile. And any new member that comes in, she's the first one to introduce herself and make it feel welcome and show that it's a family. When you walk in there for the first time, and again, for people who have never worked out a day in their life or who are trying to make a positive impact on their life, it's nerve-wracking. It can be anxious, anxiety-provoking. It can be scary walking into a place like that. But we want every member to know, whatever their background, whatever their capabilities, whatever happened in the past, that's just what it is. It's in the past. That last chapter is written, but now you can start writing a new chapter here, and you write the ending. You write the ending the way that you want it to be written.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, well, I'll also add to it about Saunders Jewelry store, because we absolutely love them. All my jewelry comes from there, of course. One thing about them, too, I always love this because I did not know this, but Nancy told me one day, she goes, you know what, when you buy from their jewelry store opposite of online, if like a diamond falls out, they replace it. I mean, people didn't know this. I don't think a lot of people know that, but that's one of the differentiators about actually working with Saunders Jewelry. So anyways, Nancy, it's all about you. We're so proud of you. And there are, I mean, seriously. So there's like there's a network of people that all are in your club, and they are all talking about you, and they're all so excited about it. So it's like Nancy's the leader of it, and you should be very, very honored about the reputation that you're gaining in the town, in the county.
Yeah, it's been I mean, and you can speak to it also. It's been a dream come true for the two of us. The fact that, you know, we're almost at our 1 year anniversary of being here in our county.
When's that?
July 25th.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's been a dream come true. The fact that we're able to wake up and have this, you know, this drive and this excitement every single day. it shows us that we're in the right place, and it's been,
So let's pretend like there's a person that comes walking in the door that pretty much hasn't worked out, just wants to start somewhere, heard about how exciting your program is. What would you say?
So the first thing that you always say, the first thing that we always say at the Max Challenge of Flemington is that it's your 45 minutes, it's your workout to work on your personal best. Whatever your goal is, whatever your why, everybody has a why, you know, that reason, that motivation, and it's a little spark. It's not a huge flame that everybody sees. It's a tiny little spark in the back of your mind, and it's going to whisper to you every single day. It's going to tell you to keep pushing or get up and you can go to class. You can make it work today. Or if you have choice of food A and food B, you're going to make the smart choice by listening to that little spark, whether it's in the back of your head or it's me talking to you over the mic in the classes. You know, we don't want you to squander or squash that little spark listening to it, because that's what's going to help you be a little bit better each and every day. Regardless of what class they come to.
Like, what are the classes?
So, Mondays and Wednesdays, we do cardio training. So, it's mainly interval training, getting your heart rate elevated, bringing it back down, up and down, and doing that taps into your fat reserves. So, even 1, 2, 3 hours after the class is over, we encourage members, try not to eat for an hour after class, because your body, your metabolism is still ramped and ramped and running. You're still burning fat cells up to an hour, 2, 3 after the class. We tell members, you know, every exercise will have levels of modification. Your first class, you're going to take the level one. And I'm going to be there with you as an instructor. Someone from my team, my mom, is going to be there with you every single step of the way. I'm in front of the class saying, okay, we're going to go into jumping jacks next. Remember, this is level one. Here's level two. Here's level three. You take it at whatever level is comfortable for you. So we meet the members where they're at, as opposed to...
How many people are in the class, about?
So it depends on the time of day. This morning, actually, we had two of our bigger classes so far. We had upwards of 20 to 24 in our 6 a.m. and in our 9 a.m. classes.
Wow.
Some of the classes, like in January, we opened up a 4:30, it was at the time, a 4:30 p.m. class for the first time.
Oh, 4:30 in the afternoon. Now you're making a little sense.
Yeah.
Me. My friends are going, huh, she would never go there. She wouldn't get up till 9, but anyway, 10.
4:30 p.m. It had four people in the class.
Okay.
I taught that class. Yesterday we had 26 people in that.
Wow.
It's now 4:45.
Yeah, that seems like a really great idea. I could totally see that, getting out of work a little bit earlier or whatever, just to be able to go get it done. And then at the end of the day, you're still burning it off. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, if it's someone's first class and they're nervous, they're apprehensive, as I'm teaching the class, I'm hopping back there with wherever that member is on the mat, showing them the steps, showing them proper form, when they should be breathing, and making them know that whatever they're doing here today, right now, is better than what they were doing yesterday. And then tomorrow we're going to focus on 1% better, one tiny baby step better than they did the day before. And doing that 100 times, 1,000 times, and it's not just fitness classes, it's nutrition also. And my mom, that is her field of expertise at our center. She knows it backwards, forwards, inside and out. She'll go with members to ShopRite or Stop and Shop and actually walk the aisles.
Wow. That's over and above the call of duty.
Yeah.
But you love it.
You so know what? We love it. And more than anything, we want our members to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give them every single tool that we can. I ask them what kind of foods they like. You know, if you need to eat something that you don't like, you're not going to be successful. So you
could
always
give us an example.
You could always modify things,
right? Well, so tell us about a typical person when they come in and you walk with them, and what do you change?
So it's our nutrition is actually pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's all like the right foods with the right quantities at the right times, and all the food can be bought at a local supermarket, you know, ShopRite, Stop and Shop, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's crazy stuff that you have to go hunt down.
Good.
It's all food that you would normally eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. Like, you have to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have cookbooks there. We have two different volumes. One is just recipes. Another one is actual day by day, every day of the challenge. It gives you an entire menu
of
what you could eat.
Yeah.
Including the snacks you could have. So if, you know, if there's like a chicken dish and people don't like chicken, they can substitute another protein for it, but use the same flavoring, you know, the same seasoning, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just be creative, and meal prep is a good, you know, big part of it. But it's really, it's not that hard to follow. It's pretty easy to follow the nutrition.
Do most people that go with you have to change something, like, I don't know, like drop a little butter, cook less with this or that? Are you, do you encourage homemade foods, or like you could just make yourself, or the package stuff?
So the Max Challenge actually sells meals, and the members can buy that online through more like a central area, not through our center. And they just put down where they want the meals delivered to.
That's very popular in this day and age, isn't that? That's like the norm.
People love it. Yeah. And there are some people, for whatever reason, either they're working and they don't have time to make it. Some people just don't like cooking. They don't want to be bothered. They'd rather do something else. We have members that have really eaten the Max meals through their challenge and have lost an incredible amount of weight.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like incredible.
So cool. Yeah.
Right.
That's very inspiring, I'm sure. That keep me up in the morning. So go continue, please. I wanted to ask you something else about that. So when you were talking about, like, okay, so I wanted to understand the 10 weeks. So if I came in and I signed up and I started the first day, and I knew I was going to be on 10-week plan. Is that right? So tell me about what my plan is going to look like. And do I come back again when my 10 weeks is over?
Yeah. So when a new member starts, whatever their week one, day one, whatever day they start, that's week one, day one for them. So they'll be on the mat with people who are on their week four, their week six, their week nine, and people who have been there since the center first opened in October of 2017.
Okay.
So they take it exercise-wise. They take it at their level as they progress through their 10 weeks, and they'll see the exercises themselves will never get easier, but I always say you will get stronger. And what was 2 push-ups will become 4, and then 8, and just that's just one example.
Yeah.
Nutrition-wise, we give you all the tools, and the basic science behind our nutrition program. It's, like my mom said, it's very, very simple and easy to follow. Think about it, one giant, long, straight highway. And in the beginning stages of your 10-week challenge, we're giving you the foods to ramp up your metabolism. So your foot's pressed down on the gas, you're going 160, 180, 200 miles down that
street.
Woo! You are flying.
That's fast.
You're flying.
I like fast. Show me the weight loss.
Exactly. In the later stages, in the later weeks of your 10 weeks, the portions will adjust. They'll tweak. We'll tweak your portions of, say, carbs or fats or proteins. Doing that while having your metabolism ramp, think about you're letting your foot off the gas now. You're still going 120,
coasting.
140, 160. Mm. So that's your metabolism still ramped up. Now that the food portions are tweaked, now your body starts tapping into your fat cells for that extra energy you need because it's already ramped up your metabolism. You're putting the right fuel into your body to run the engine the way it's supposed to be run, and that's where the weight loss kicks in. So that's the basic kind of science behind it. Coming to class consistently, I always say this to brand new members when they start, if you come to class consistently, you will get stronger. Your core will get stronger. Your back will get stronger. Your muscles will get stronger following the nutrition program along with it, and they work side by side. So what you're working out that day, that coincides with what we're encouraging you to eat, the different types of portions and foods. You'll start to look how you feel. So that's why, you know, members like Nancy, members like DJ Wright from Wright & Ford Funeral Home, my mom was mentioning he...
Yeah, I love DJ. DJ Priscilla!
He's
the best. He's the best. And he looks fantastic, by the way.
He loves the Max meals.
Yeah, that's great. That's so cute. Now that he really, it's amazing. I was going to laugh when you were talking about the highway with 160-80. Being a realtor from Weikert, Jeannie Murphy, it sounds kind of like a high-efficiency oil burner with BTUs that can heat the house so much faster, only 2 hours. Anyway, just have to joke. I'm joking. Anyway, yeah. So then, okay, this is funny because when you were talking about this, now you were starting to get a little bit into like the mind, how your mind actually operates better when you feel better. Because I wanted to go in there a little bit, share with us some stories about how that happens when people just feel better.
Yeah, we refer to anything other than, you know, a number on the scale. Is a non-scale victory. Those are what we call, you know, how do you feel during the day now? How do your clothes fit? You know, are the things that were a little bit tighter and now they're fitting a little bit more loose and a little bit baggy on you? How's your energy levels throughout the day? How do you feel before and after that 45-minute class? Every class is 45 minutes on the dot. How do you feel giving your best for that 4% of your day?
It must be so much fun for you guys to watch someone come in and then watch them change, lose a little bit or whatever their goal is, and then to see them actually so excited that they're like an ambassador walking around. But you're like, thank you. But it must be really rewarding to actually see that.
It's so rewarding.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You could tell them a couple of those stories that you were
talking
about.
We have, and I'll just give you a couple examples of some non-scale victories that we've had.
Non-scale victories.
Yeah, all about,
I love it.
All about non-scale. We have a member. She comes to our 7:15 p.m. class. Her name is Kathy Lehman.
Oh, I know her. Hi, Kathy. It's a small world after all.
So Kathy has her 50th high school reunion coming up in just a few weeks.
Join my club.
No. She went shopping with her husband to find a dress for her 50th high school reunion. She met with the sales rep, and the rep said, I have a dress that I want you to try on. And Kathy looked at it and said, that's too small. I'm not going to try it on. The rep said, I think you should try it on. And Kathy said, I don't know. And she tried on the dress. Kathy's goal when she started the Max Challenge at Flemington over a year and a half ago was to be the same size dress that she was when she was a senior.
Oh, my God. That's so cool.
Kathy dropped 5 dress sizes.
Oh, my God.
And is now going to wear the same size dress that she wore.
Oh, man. Work it, girl. Work it. Love it. That is a great goal. Like, that's a great story.
That's why we do what we do.
And yeah.
Hearing that and telling that, having Kathy share that story in class, it not only makes me a little bit emotional and inspired, but the other members that are there too, it makes them want to push a little bit harder, know that they can do this, and it's happening all around them. Everybody has a story that's inspiring. Everybody has insurmountable odds that they've overcome, and everybody, you know, has that opportunity.
And it's nice that there's a camaraderie of everybody like supporting each other to read the goals.
There's such a camaraderie.
Yeah.
There are people there that start that... Some don't even go down on the ground at all. They do everything standing up, which is fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
no, that would be me.
I
haven't been down that low in a long time.
I can't imagine.
I never could do one push-up when I was in high school, so forget that. I'd be standing. But go ahead.
We do push-ups off the wall, okay? There is a modification for everything.
Yeah. I love it.
And like how Ari said, you're there. The only person you're trying to do better than is yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't look at the other people. Everybody's really.
Anyway. Oh, it's a real estate call.
Take it.
Just kidding. It is, but I'll wait. Whoops. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. No, you were just saying that everybody has
extra. So it's incredible that when somebody can, when they do get to another level, like. You see them all the time doing push-ups off the wall, and then all of a sudden one day, for whatever reason, they try to go on the ground and do it. People around them are clapping for them. There are times, including myself, I'll have tears in my eyes for them.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It's really inspiring, and it's very much family-like there. It really is.
Too cute. Too cool, actually, really. Name another person in Hunterdon County. I bet I know him. No, just kidding.
I got one more for you.
Okay. It's a challenge. So, it's a challenge. That's what we're talking about. The Max Challenge.
So I'll try this. Amanda Dos Santos.
Amanda Dos Santos. Dun, 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 dun. Nope.
So Amanda is just finished her third 10-week challenge, so her 30th week at the Max.
Wow.
She,
go, Amanda.
Seriously.
I'm sure one of my friends, we're connected, but go ahead.
There's some sort of connection. She messaged me on Facebook last Thursday night, so the day before the end of the challenge.
Okay.
She told me, hey, Ari, so your mom told me to take my measurements on April 14th. That was when our April challenge was just getting started.
Okay.
And she took her measurements that night, so the day before her third challenge was over. Over her entire body, she lost over 24 inches.
Oh, my God.
Over 2 feet.
That is incredible.
It's
really
inspiring.
Yeah, I would be like... Wow. I would love to be her, but I would also love to be you guys to be able to be putting your, you know, pride behind your business on that. So that's good.
Yeah, we can't thank our members enough because it's at the end of the day, we're here to help. We're here to provide, like my mom said, the tools and the guidance to make you successful. And it's not a quick you know, a juice cleanse where it's 10 weeks, lose a quick 20 pounds, and then you're back to whatever you're doing before. It's lifestyle. It's healthy lifestyle over the course of living your best life.
I've seen it. I know someone very, very close to me, not saying names, who actually didn't eat any food for over a year. And she lost like 80 pounds. Wow. And then she gained back more than that.
Yeah.
In like a week. I mean, I couldn't imagine not eating anything for a year and a half and then not, whatever. I do know it's true, isn't it? You have to have something that's going to be long term and that you can actually be. I like what you were saying about you're not competing with anyone, you're challenging yourself.
Right.
It's like you can improve yourself in little baby steps, like you said. Yeah. So how about if somebody wanted to get in touch, how would they go about getting, you know, over to, do you have to call, make an appointment? Do you walk in?
Yeah. So you can either walk right in the center. We're located right in between Walmart and Lowe's, right off 31 Raritan Town Square Shopping Center. You can give us a call, 908-751-7123. You'll either get me or my mom. We're happy to talk about your goals, answer any questions that you have about the program, and bring you in for a completely free class just so you can experience yourself. Why everybody's talking about it, why the faces keep popping up on Facebook, and what all the buzz is really about. You can hop on our Facebook page, give it a like, so you can stay privy to everything that we have going on in Huntington County, all the positivity and just positive impact that we're trying to make on as many lives as we can. That's what our goal is at the end of the day. And I want to give a special shout out to all of the members of the Max Challenge of Flemington, because if it wasn't for you guys, the center wouldn't be what it was. It wouldn't be growing at the degree that it is, and it just wouldn't be as much fun if it wasn't for you guys being here. So I want to thank each and every one of you from 5 a.m. to 7:15. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Whoa, well said, Ari. Yeah. We have Roxanne and Ari, mother, son, the owners of the Max Challenge in Flemington here. We're going to go to our break, but I do want you to know that it's so nice to see you guys making such progress. I love the authenticity of both of you guys and your work, and you're young and you got it all going over there. And really, if you haven't heard about it, I don't know where you've been, because I hear about it all day long, and I'm very excited about that. Nothing better than a nice community supporter and a member of the Huntington County Chamber. Stay with us. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Wyker, Flemington.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Huntington is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
All right, we're back here with I Love New Jersey, Hunterdon County, location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent, please get in touch with me. My office is awesome. Everybody in my office, I love them so much because we're Weikert, and we're really got like the Weikert brand behind us. But anyway, my guests I'm so happy to have in studio today is the owners of the Max Challenge, and they are in Flemington at 148 Route 31, Suite 3. Flemington, and it's Roxanne and Ari Lopatin, and we were having so much fun because everywhere we go recently, everywhere I go, I'm not joking, I have been finding and hearing about these people's experience doing their Max Challenge. So I had them in today to get a little bit more acquainted with them because I have every intention of finding out more. So you have an ulterior motive, like I can actually have them on here and then ask, what are the benefits of being a member? Ha ha ha. Yeah, tell us about that. So I've been learning so much.
So when a member enrolls, they're entitled to 10 full weeks of unlimited fitness classes. So
wow.
We have six classes Monday through Friday, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m., 4:45 p.m., 6 p.m., and 7:15 p.m. So those are our six classes Monday through Friday. A member, when they enroll, they get access to all six of those classes every single day. So if their schedule changes, if life gets in the way, life happens, children, work, family, we understand it happens. We want this program to fit into your schedule as seamlessly as possible, just like a healthy lifestyle should fit into your schedule as seamlessly as possible. So we have members that Mondays they have to come at 5 a.m., Tuesdays it's 6 p.m., Wednesdays it's 9 a.m. So as your schedule changes, you come when's most convenient for you. We promise you'll get the same awesome workout at 5 a.m. that you would at 7:15 p.m.
Can you take like two if you got there in the morning and wanted to stay through two? And you can just like unlimited, so it's up to you. That's
absolutely.
So cool.
Six classes in a day if you want.
And how long are the classes?
45 minutes. Okay. In and out, 45 on the dot. Mm-hmm. So it's those unlimited classes, and not only just in the Flemington Center, but say you enroll at the Max Challenge in Flemington, you get access to every Max Challenge Center in the country.
Oh, wow. So how many are there? Do you know?
A lot.
A lot, yeah, across the country. So it's like it's like an Elks membership type thing. If you're out of town and you find one in your neighborhood, you could just go over and work out. I love that.
Exactly.
That's a really cool thing.
I mean, especially in the summer when people go down the shore, we just tell people, look up the zip code where you're at and find the closest Max. If not, tell either myself or Ari and we'll find the location for you. Yeah,
the good people of the world traveling out there, like that song. I'm drinking Bud at the bar, watching a car wash, but all the other people are out working out, making money in another city at the Max Challenge because it's part of the benefit program. Okay, so go ahead.
So it's those unlimited classes at unlimited centers. That's number one. Number two.
That's big.
The one-on-one nutritional counseling. So it's recipes coming out of your ears. It's all that variety that we want you to have. It's not. Mm-hmm. The same chicken and broccoli every single day because it's not sustainable to have the same meal. Your taste buds get bored, and
yeah.
When you start to, your mind starts to wander. So we want to give you variety, stuff that looks good, tastes better, and is the best thing for you. Those are the three check marks. Check, check, check every single meal that you have.
Nice.
And like I said, my mom goes above and beyond with our Maxers. With the nutritional counseling, giving them all.
No, I can't believe you go to ShopRite with people.
It's fun.
Yeah, Stop and Shop, ShopRite. We want to make sure Wegmans, we were equal employer, like sponsor people here.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that's very cool.
And it's the last pillar of what makes us unique. It's that daily motivational support. It's, you know, if someone isn't motivated to work out and they're either working out at home or they're going to a big box gym, it's easy to say, I'll go tomorrow, or I'm not feeling it today, I'll go tomorrow. But with the friends that you make in the classes, and so, you know, some 6 a.m.ers will say, I promised Nancy I was going
to
go at 6
a.m. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. They actually can't wait to get there to be with their people, and they like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is cool. I mean, that's really, that you can't beat that. I mean, when it comes to, like, you know, having, you know, some kind of like customer service, like if you were trying to get the best thing, you know, somehow in your marketing experience for them to actually want to go and love it. That's pretty impressive. That's very exciting.
And it's, you know, it's working out your mind just as much as your body. We can focus on, you know, when you work out, you get all those endorphins going, all that positive energy. So now we're focused on taking it on.
No. I'm all about that. I want you to go ahead with that, because I also, when we first started talking, you were talking about some of the reasons that people come, and I know you mentioned cardiovascular. Then it seemed like you said something about, like, almost like because of a physician wanted. I mean, I know that there's direct benefits, and like if you're not feeling like you know, positive, or you know, you have to work your brain out, right? And then it's like all of a sudden you start really going for. I don't know the scientific terminology for it, but go ahead.
There are members, not only in Flemington, again, this is some of the stories you're hearing. The stories you're hearing, they're one center in one county and one state in the country. So every single center has these inspirational and motivational stories that are just so, so amazing to hear. But it's, you know, anxiety.
Right.
Sometimes it's depression, that working out for those 45 minutes a day, getting that positive energy, seeing people smiling together.
I was just, now I'm laughing because I always say smiling is contagious.
It is.
And it gets on people's nerves too. So it's so funny. Like, I always put the extra smiley face on my text at the end. Ha ha ha! Because it's true. You have got, I mean, you can see it, right? Because there's people that just look at you like, so we're going to make them work out at the challenge, and then they're going to walk around smiling and they're happy, living a great life. I think it's true. I totally agree.
It's those three pillars, and our challenges, every single member that enrolls, your 10-week challenge is backed by 100%, no questions asked, money-back guarantee. So that means if a member takes the classes, they follow as consistently as they can, they follow the nutrition as close as they can, and they're not happy in any way, shape, or form at the end of week 10, the money goes right back onto your card, no questions asked.
100% money-back guarantee. Mm-hmm. Is there certain limits, like, is there certain minimum requirements, like, in order for me to go through the challenge, I have to be there at least 3 times a week or anything like that?
No.
And so you take credit cards?
I do.
Okay. And then is it like a monthly membership thing, or do you just, is it, you re-up kind of every 10 weeks?
So people take a 10-week challenge, and then after their 10 weeks is up, they have the option of becoming a legacy member.
Oh, what's
and
that?
And legacy is a month-to-month membership. It can be canceled at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're going on vacation or have to travel for work, whatever the reason is, they can put their membership on a freeze for like a month at a time.
Oh, nice.
Like that, right.
That's great.
So we don't want people to have to pay if they're not going to be there.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, do you have any corporate, do you work with any kind of businesses? Like, is there anything going on with that in your future as far as, like, benefits? I would think I'd be all over that.
So there are
Christmas
insurance.
Presents. Hello, bosses. Right. I want something to be given to me for Christmas.
So actually what we do is we will, like, for companies that have like employee recognition,
right,
something like that,
mm-hmm,
we will give them a 10-week challenge.
Nice.
To give to their employee.
Cool.
We do that. There's also discounts for teachers, for nurses, for first responders, fire, police, first aid, for military.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I love what you guys are doing in the community.
Yeah. We really love working with the community. We just did a fundraiser for NAMI of Hunterdon County.
Of course,
it was
NAMI.
Mental health.
Mm-hmm.
We did that, and we did a fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline for Susan Lacks.
Of course. Susan, Hunterdon Helpline. She lives right around the corner from me. I know her.
Okay, right. Right. So we did, every year the Max has a Max Day of Giving that all of the Max centers participate in.
Oh, that's
like
nice.
All over the country.
Yeah.
And it's the same day. And so it's like incredible that everybody out there is doing it. We did it on April 13th this year.
Okay.
And we chose Hunterdon Helpline.
Nice. I love those guys over there.
It was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And the people that donated to this.
People do not realize how many people need help, and they are there all the time, 24/7 for people who need help, and they need all kinds of help.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right.
I know.
But this community, we did, we had some specialty classes that we had, like, a small donation if people wanted to come, and all that money went to 100 and Helpline. Mm. But we also did a silent auction, and our place literally was the outside of, like, all the walls was covered with donations.
That's so great.
Yeah.
And it's hard to be able to give so much to the community, being that you guys are two people, mother, son, involved with all of that. Because I could tell you, seriously, everybody that you're naming and everybody in our precious Hunterdon County that we all love so much, you know, that you're talking about a lot of work. And I want to thank you on behalf of them, because I know how hard it is. There are so many people in need, and you guys are working with everybody, which is really
so
something.
Much fun, though, for
I know.
Us.
I know.
Yeah. And I do have to say one thing, that, like Ari said, we have six classes mm-hmm. every day. We have not met one person in our center that is not just, like, the best. They are so friendly. They are so warm. They are so encouraging for the other members. It's amazing.
That's why I love New Jersey.
We love location,
location.
County.
We love, see? I know.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Really.
And people, you know, people outside of the state of New Jersey always say that New Jersey people are, like, so whatever. But we are really good people. And you guys are awesome people. And you know, so we do love our people.
Mm-hmm. So do we. Love your people.
Oh, you're our people now.
So my mom talked about some of the partnering with businesses.
Mm-hmm.
We also work with restaurants in the mm-hmm. community, because when you're taking a 10-week challenge, when you're trying to focus on clean eating or eating healthier than you were in the past, sometimes you want to go out. Sometimes there's a graduation or a birthday and you want to go out. So we're actually working on to give one more person a shout out that you might know, Vito Marinelli. Marinelli's Ginny's Stand Italian Table is the owner of all three of those restaurants.
I know who he is now. Okay, sorry. And I know Colleen and Lisa and Ann Thornton, they're all watching, and I know they know too.
So
but
Vito is one of the most upstanding guys I have ever met. Just a class act through and through and through. So he and I are working together, the three of us are working together to create what we call a max menu. So it's something that a member who's following the nutrition.
Nice.
Can go out and say, okay, I can have these eight things that Vito and Ari pre-approved, and it's going to be coming down the pipeline soon. So Vito, I want to thank you. And
thanks, Vito.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, no, that's great. Anybody else you want to shout to?
We're working with Fruitables out right off of 31. Pliables also they have a raffle at their location in Flemington, that every receipt you get, you can put your name and your phone number, and you can enter to win a 5-week challenge completely free on us.
Wow. Very nice.
Little things that we're doing to try to spread the ideals of health and wellness. And
it's working.
Positive lifestyle.
Yeah, it's definitely working. So thanks. Really, last words for you guys. We have about a minute and a half left.
Thanks for having us. We're loving it here.
We're just happy to be here. It's, you know, we tell members, take it one day at a time. Don't focus on the forest, focus on the tree. So that's what we're here doing. We're taking it one day at a time. Every single day is more fun than the day before.
So you're actually living your own, you know, philosophy. Every day, little baby step forward, one more positive to yourself, doing things a little bit better every minute, every day.
Yep.
Actually, I do have one more thing to say. I want to thank everybody for voting us number one in group fitness and diet and nutrition for the 100 and happening. That was.
Do you know what she just said? They won two, not one, of the 100 and happenings categories. And one was for what?
Group exercise.
Group exercise, okay.
And diet and nutrition.
Okay, seriously. You know what an accomplishment that would be for a company for 2 years being in Hunterdon County to win this award, these very, very prominent Hunterdon Happenings Award. Because, I mean, it is about from the Hunterdon Happenings from the heart of the Hunterdon residents. So, yes, I would say thank you on behalf of them as well. Congratulations to you both.
Thanks.
Don't forget the Max Challenge, Flemington, 148 Route 31, Leamington, New Jersey. All kinds of benefits, 100% guarantee if you try it out and you're not happy. And just nice to see behind the scenes of people making it happen in Hunterdon. So again, Roxanne and Ari, I hope you have a great day
and continued
success.
Thanks.
Thanks for watching in. I love New Jersey. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Realtors. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic-controlled House Oversight Committee convening this morning, and just as the panel was moving to hold the Attorney General and Commerce Chief in contempt over failing to answer a subpoena for documents it was seeking, the President claims executive privilege.
This begs the question, what is being hidden?
That's the Democratic chairman of the panel, Elijah Cummings of Maryland. The subpoena was concerning documents related to a decision by the Trump administration to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The FAA says it's confirmed that the pilot who crashed a helicopter on top of a New York City skyscraper during a foggy rainstorm on Monday afternoon wasn't properly certified to fly in bad weather. Donald Trump Jr. meeting again with a Senate panel behind closed doors. And this is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's FORCE to 321321.
There were some big dueling political events in the state of Iowa yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Iowa. During a speech, the president says, "No one respects the former vice president.
Treat our country with no respect. And you see that with Biden. We would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him. Even if the people that he's running against, they're saying, where is he? What happened?"
Biden tells reporters the president is a threat to the country.
Talking about where I disagree with the issues, why he's doing such damage to the country. That's totally different than attacking his character or lack thereof.
I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, President Trump's gotten a bump in his latest approval ratings, the findings from Quinnipiac University putting Mr. Trump close to his two-year high at 42% approval. Among Democratic contenders, Biden leads with approval of 53%. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A comedian and political satirist goes before Congress with an urgent plea. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Comedian Jon Stewart scolded Congress for failing to ensure that a victim's compensation fund set up after the 9/11 attacks never runs out of money.
It's not meant as an attack on the grand institution of democracy. It's meant as a dumbfounded shrug of, I can't understand why this has been so hard.
Stewart wasn't happy with empty seats at a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson predicted the bill will pass with overwhelming support.
A California cop who killed an innocent bystander during a shootout will not be facing charges. Meldia Corrado was working at a Trader Joe's in Silver Lake last year when a suspect led police on a wild high-speed chase and then bailed out of the vehicle and started shooting outside the store. The responding officer started shooting back. This week, the police commission determined the officers did not violate department policy, even though one of their bullets hit Corrado in the chest, taking her life. And the Stanley Cup final series comes down to one game tonight. The Boston Bruins hosting the St. Louis Blues tonight in Boston. The Bruins evening the best of seven series at 3 with a 5-1 win in Game 6 in St. Louis. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.